What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
This should be the first Saturday night of 2014. So, back with me is Kat.
Hello, everyone.
Mildly British. And also Charlie the Fister.
Chittio.
And Charlie the Fister McMullen. Although, I will warn you, no Mexahulks have shown up yet, Charlie.
They will.
All right, before we get into dumbest thing, Kat, you brought me something. I don't think it deserves a full topic or even a dumbest thing. Tell us about dog and politicians.
So dog or dog, I don't know how it's supposed to be said. It's this meme that's going around. It's been around for a while. I don't know how popular it is still, but I still see it all the time. And it's this Shiba Inu dog with this kind of funny look on his face. And then you caption the picture with incomplete sentences and, you know, it always says wow on it, so something and very something. And it's just a dumb internet meme. But apparently Congress has learned of this particular meme and they think they're being very clever in trying to make those memes now. And of course, they just fail spectacularly at it.
Kat, I'm picturing kind of like, remember those old 80s ads where like you had the old guy getting down with the homies and pretended to rap, yo?
Yes.
I just picture something like that. Like they think this gets us in touch with the kids.
Yeah, it's exactly that painful. So like one of them is, of course, this meme is done incorrectly because it's done like every other meme and not with the dog meme. But it's like much bipartisanship, very spending. Wow. It's like, no, you're doing it wrong. The font's wrong. It's all wrong. But it's just so odd that if Congress were going to latch onto a meme, that they would just pick this one. Like, what are they thinking?
Also, the fact that, isn't this kind of a dead one? I haven't seen this one on the net for a month and a half. So, just like always, Congress is a little bit behind, aren't they?
Oddly enough, there's not much of a shelf life on memes. I just think the whole story is adorable because it's exactly just clueless old people not paying attention to the details and not understanding why it's not working. I think it's cute.
Cute? Not exactly the term I would have used, but all right, fair enough.
It's exactly, so adorable, they think they're people.
That's exactly.
It's like that.
Yes, like whenever I see my dog like leaning against the windowsill like he's contemplating shit, like it's cute like that.
Well, you know what's not cute? Getting stuff stuck in body cavities. Now, neither of you have to admit anything. I have never had to go to the ER to get anything removed from a body cavity. Have either of you, if you choose to admit it?
Have I needed to go to the ER?
Yes.
No.
Okay, I like the open-endedness of that, no pun intended.
It's called American ingenuity, ladies and gentlemen. Don't just go to the ER, take the coward's way out.
What about you, Kat?
I have not. I don't know what that says about me, but no, I have not. I don't know if that makes me a prude or practical, but I have not had to have...
Or just safety conscious, I guess.
Yes.
Like, it's never been my idea, by the way.
I'm sure not.
I know that I'm there under protest to begin with, so I agree to everything.
An online search, because there is a searchable database by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission of emergency room visits around the country. So, for this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We're going to take a look at some of the things people had removed from orifices in 2013. Got ones from the ear and the nose. Those are just normal. We're not even going to deal with those. Throat, no. Now we get to the weird ones. Penis. Okay, maybe I'm a prude. What is a penis plug?
I imagine it as just being awful.
I've never encountered this one. Kat?
I'm sorry, I don't have a penis, so it's not something that I have heard of before. I would have assumed one of you guys had heard of this.
This one's new to me.
Not once.
Okay. The one that really gets me is dice. A pair of dice was stuck in a penis. I don't even want to picture that.
Somebody really rolled for initiative there.
Some people, you know, blow on dice for good luck. I mean, everyone has their rituals. Maybe he was a professional craps player and that's his thing. He ejaculates the dice onto the table like it's with a flourish.
No, if it was craps, it'd be out the other end.
All of the puns.
A fish tank air hose. Ugh. An antenna. a sewing needle, a BB pellet, a nail.
Jesus.
A marble?
What? I think a lot of people lost a lot of bets.
I'm thinking fraternities spend a lot of money on ER visits, don't they?
Yeah, like weigh that percentage against the percentage that was sex-related and just alcohol plus moron-related.
But then we come to vagina. Okay, I understand women might want to masturbate and they don't have a vibrator around, but a glue stick?
Like an Arts and Crafts glue stick?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound safe.
Doesn't even sound practical.
But they are glittery sometimes.
My favorite one here in the vagina one is long black object, in quotes.
That's too open-ended, I think.
Penis ring? I guess that one might have come off during sex, so that one... All right, that one I don't really look down on you. That could have just been you didn't think it through. A spoon, a pencil eraser, a plastic bottle of cream with the lid on, and then easily the grossest one. Napkins crammed into the vagina so they could have sex during her period. Kat, you're the woman. What's your response to that one? That one is gross to me. I'm sorry.
You have the floor.
All I can do is shake my head and sigh. there is literally, I cannot, like, come up with another response.
Then we come to the rectum. Rectum? I nearly killed him. Apparently people like to stick more things up their butt than anything else. Pencils, shampoo bottles, cologne jars, lotion jars, soda cans, soda bottles, flashlights, a bathtub stopper, a broken shot glass. That one, I'm sure, required surgery.
Maybe it broke after it was in there.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it did. That's why I'm saying I'm sure it tore some shit up. Huh. See what I did there?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
that was sharp.
Remote control, a vibrator, my favorite one, big purple dildo, a lighter, a toy submarine. I think you're taking your love of the Beatles a little too far. Toothbrush holder, two halves of a bar of soap. That one was odd. A pool ball. I'm thinking, okay, we're getting into some porno movie territory here. And then the final one, which is definitely non-sex related and is more fraternity related, a lit bottle rocket. In quotes afterwards, it didn't go well.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, God.
Ugh. I'm wondering which end of the bottle rocket, though, the tip or the base? Because if they were trying to shoot it out their butt like they did on Jackass, or were they shooting it up their butt?
I think that... In a case like that, it would be up the butt, because if you were shooting a bottle rocket, okay, let's get scientific for a second. If you were shooting if you were trying to get the bottle rocket to go out of the ass, then it would be the small wooden stick that would be in your ass.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Neither can I, but I make a good point regardless.
That's why it's the dumbest thing. I'm sorry. So, I don't know. Am I a prude that I've never had any of those things crammed up my pooper?
I would not label you as such.
No, I wouldn't say you're a prude. You've just, you know, been with women whose minds don't go there, and I applaud you for that.
Let's leave the rectal damage behind and talk about internal organ damage. Okay, Kat, you and I have talked about McDonald's and the wage issues and the idiotic things that they put on their website. Apparently they haven't learned, have they?
No, they haven't.
How many times are we going to have to gangbang Alex Jowski before they get the point?
McDonald's did it again. On their website for employees, they are advising McDonald's employees to choose vegetables over unhealthy fatty foods. The unhealthy fatty foods are pictures of McDonald's food.
And it's not even like, hey, this kind of looks like McDonald's food. It is very clearly McDonald's food.
And they outright say, do not eat at fast food places. They encourage their employees to eat Subway. What the fuck is wrong with... You know, it's almost like this year we've been watching McDonald's try to go out of business, haven't we?
Yeah.
We should be this is really just like Bullworth behavior that they're doing. It's weird. It's like the way that the advice on the website was written and the just blatant pictures of McDonald's food that they use with a, you know, big circle and a slash through it. It's like they've skipped the part of saying we're going to do this, and they just went directly to this is how we're doing it, and you're left to be okay with it, because that's what it is. It is so bizarre. Like, I had to read that one a couple of times.
And Kat, we keep pointing out from the other times you and I talked about this, we can't believe that this went through how many people's hands before being posted. What are they thinking?
Clearly, they are not. I'm just curious.
Are they just so out of touch with reality?
I think they're just, at this point, just trying to cover their asses because they need to push the idea that they are taking responsibility for the health of their employees, even though their employees
that they won't pay a living wage to.
Right. So this is like their way of saying, hey, look, we're doing everything we can to encourage our employees to make healthy choices, even though they fully know that most of the, like, I don't know what the percentage would be, but most of their employees who work, you know, say at the restaurant, not like corporate employees, are going to end up eating the shitty food that they serve because they don't have any money and they can't get out of work to go some other place to eat.
Right.
But what does that also say about a company that ostensibly makes, and I'm putting their word in quotes, food, because I don't consider McDonald's to actually be food. It's a food-like product, let's put it that
is.
Way. They actually encourage people, quote, to eat at places that offer a variety of salads, soups, and vegetables. What kind of a restaurant says, hey guys, you work here, don't you dare eat it, but you will sell it? The hell?!
And also the employee discount that McDonald's gives, because they know there are no other options. If you're working like 10 hours, you need to eat at a certain point, and you can't go anywhere else. And they give you a discount on the food. It's like, don't eat this because it's poison and it'll kill you, but since you're going to anyway, no tax.
So this just baffles my... Like I said, I think we're watching McDonald's try to go... Is this like a Brewster's Millions kind of scheme where it's, let's see if we can go out of business before 2020?
Maybe it is. It's just really bizarre behavior. It's like they do not give a fuck anymore.
Fuck them. They're so dumb. They're just so dumb.
Let's move from that and move into something...
Fuck them. Yes, quite.
Fuck them. Let's move into something a little more serious. America's infatuation with guns. Now, we had two stories pop up this week that they don't tie together completely, but they tie together thematically. I'm not a fan of Toby Keith. I didn't even know he opened a restaurant in Woodbridge, Virginia. Toby Keith has a no guns permitted sign on the front door because Virginia has open carry. The restaurant's going under, not because of the food, not because of Toby Keith, because, and I'm quoting here, that sign on the door means that I will never try your restaurant. It's a cultural thing among we Americans. Love the wording of that, by the way. It is the fact that you seek to restrict a constitutional right that bothers the public. This is what will cost you. And I really went Southern racist with that, but you guys get my point. That they're saying, we can't carry a gun into a restaurant when we want to buy a hamburger? Well, we're putting you out of business, buddy boy. What the fuck does that say about America? Matt, do you have something a little more wordy?
God, I just... People are dumb. People are very dumb. People think that because the Constitution allows something, that state laws, county laws, city laws don't exist, and that your a company's rules can in no way counteract that. So because a company makes a personal choice to say, hey, we sell alcohol here, maybe we don't want drunk people to have guns inside of our, you know, our facility. So
just
that's
crazy enough to work.
So obviously this is some horrible violation of their constitutional right.
Toby Keith is known as that hardcore left winger. Oh no, wait, he's a hardcore right winger too, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah. His song, the Red, White, and Blue, makes the Star-Spangled Banner sound like Give Peace a Chance.
In Wisconsin, where I live, we have open carry. Yet most places, I hardly go into any business, any restaurant, the library, anything that does not have a no guns on premises sign on it. Nobody's bitching. Is this a Southern thing? Is it the infatuation with guns down south? Or is it that they can't afford Viagra, so they need a 45?
Okay, Josh, this feels like a setup, man. Whenever I talk about gun control or gun rights or anything having to do with the Second Amendment on this show, I wind up really pissing somebody off. Not a whole bunch of people, just one guy, like a lot. I think that's exactly what it is, though. I mean, I think this obsession with guns to varying degrees. Like, it's not all black and white, but it's all rooted in insecurity and feelings of inadequacy.
If you feel the need that you have to carry your gun out in the open and show people, look, I got a gun. I might just be buying a coffee, but I have a gun. You're definitely an insecure individual.
I mean, some people, you know, choose to be flashers. All you need is a trench coat for that.
This goes back to people are dumb. I just think this whole situation is really stupid. I don't know that it's necessarily a South thing, because I don't think of Virginia as being the South, although it is
it's kind of Southish.
And I think parts of Virginia are far more intelligent than other parts of Virginia. But I live in the Midwest, and there is definitely this whole idea of, you can't take away my rights. And
first of all, your rights, as applying by the Second Amendment, are to keep a well-regulated militia and the right to bear arms in case the government tries to stop you from doing so. It's not a right to order a hamburger with a gun. It's not a right to turn your TV on with a gun, Homer Simpson style. The Second Amendment has been twisted by these people to just being something disgusting.
I absolutely agree. What I don't understand is that if a private company says you can't carry a gun in this place, I don't understand why people have a problem with that. You can't bring a gun into a hospital. You can't bring a gun into a daycare. We're totally okay with that because we know that at some level it's just kind of wrong. So why is it wrong for a restaurant to say, hey, I don't want anybody to have guns in here? I don't understand why people have such a problem with that. It just blows my mind.
To be fair, these people do have a right to not want to eat there if they feel that way. So I don't want to sound like I'm going, oh, these dirty sons of bitches. I think they're being idiots, but it's the same way that, say, a restaurant is run by two gay guys. If you have a problem with gay guys running a restaurant, you have the right to not eat there. Nobody's forcing you to. I just think this is one of the stupidest reasons to not eat at a restaurant I've ever heard.
I think I finally thought of an analogy stupid enough. What this is, like, kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, if I walked into a restaurant with a strap-on dildo hanging out of my ass, the manager would probably come and talk to me.
Yeah, you're not going for the extreme right away, all right? At least you're keeping it subtle, Charlie.
Now, look, the manager would come and talk to me, and he'd say, I don't want that in here. But there's nothing illegal about having a strap-on dildo in your ass. And as long as, like, I was wearing, like, a long enough coat, or depending on the pants I had, if you couldn't see my ass at all, there would be nothing illegal about that. But he is imposing his standards and the standards he's applying to his establishment to the way he conducts business. I don't understand how people can get upset at that.
Well, when it comes to guns, you know, people lose rationality.
They really do.
I think it's because all the blood is taken from their brain to go to their surrogate penis. Well, let's move from that to no possible way this ends badly. None. Zero. None at all. Well, a rural Oregon county facing budget cuts has had to lay off most of their police force. Now, 70% of the land is owned by the U.S. government, and they relied on federal timber subsidies. And then when that dried up, they had a budget shortfall. There's only like 3 cops for the whole county. So what they did is they basically said, we can't police this county anymore. So unless you have a, quote, life-threatening situation, don't call the cops. Okay, that's bad enough. The North Valley Community Watch was then formed with citizens carrying guns in the area that decided they will become the police officers. They're not trained, they have no legal authority, and they're going to people's houses. The photo on the webpage is 2 guys in flak jackets, not cops, holding handguns in aggressive stances, knocking on a door. Nope, no possible way this ends poorly, right?
This is going to be awesome.
I wondered kind of if this was a joke or something. Like, did I get onioned again? Like, is this real? Is this not the plot of some post-apocalyptic TV series? Maybe somebody was making a reality show. Because surely this shit only happens on television. But no, this is real.
And I want to read the sheriff's office memo that they sent out about the life-threatening situations, because it's beautiful. Okay? Quoting, "The sheriff's office regretfully advises that if you know you are in a potentially volatile situation, for example, you are a protected person in a restraining order that you believe the respondent may violate, you may want to consider relocating to an area with adequate law enforcement services," unquote. We don't have cops anymore. You ever see Class of 1999?
In 1992, there were 543,767 violent incidents in American high schools. In some cities, the areas around these schools were beginning to fall under the control of violent youth gangs. By 1997, the number of violent incidents had tripled. Gangs had taken control of large sections of these cities. Some schools were shut down. The year is 1999. The gang-controlled areas have become known as free fire zones. Kennedy High is located in the middle of a free fire zone. The police will not enter. There is no law.
This Oregon community just became one.
Pretty much. It's that memo was the calmest possible way of saying, get the fuck out and save yourselves.
The whole situation is really sad. So, like, this county was getting all this money from something that was going on, and timber subsidies. Now they're not getting the money anymore. They can't afford to protect their people because they said, hey, let's try and maybe we could like up the taxes a little bit so we can afford to, I don't know, protect our citizens. And the citizens said, no.
Yeah, don't dare raise our taxes, but I'll take my gun and become an untrained cop myself.
Yeah, so like the people basically said, we don't want to pay for anything, we don't have to. And then who gets fucked over? Everybody gets fucked over. This is a situation in which everybody loses.
Do you think we should start a pool on the show to finding the first unjustified shooting?
Oh, man.
In Josephine County, Oregon?
I say within 2014.
Because, like I said, there's no possible way this ends poorly, right?
Right.
I'm going to say August of 2014.
You going to go over or under that, Kat?
I'll give it till June.
I was going to say, I'm going to go with summer. I'll just go summer. Because this is the definition of dangerous. You know what really surprises me? That this is not an Onion story, is the fact that the federal government has not stepped in and said, all right, we will give you a couple of fucking cops. The citizens do not get to police the community. You would think there'd be a couple of cops they could send down there, or a federal marshal or something. I mean,
a couple of guys.
Yeah, a couple of guys that have the authority to actually police, and not just guys with guns that say, I've always wanted to be a cop. Now I don't actually have to go to the academy because it wasn't funny like those movies.
Them with their questions.
And rights.
And rules.
So to me, this is just, there's no possible way this ends badly. I don't want to see somebody get hurt, but I can't wait until this makes national news when something bad happens. Is that bad of me?
No, it's a beautiful time to be a comedian.
It's the train wreck. You don't want to look at it, but you can't help it.
Kind of like this show.
Kinda.
On that note, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to piss everybody off.
We haven't already?
Boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about? Putting boogies in people's butt. You out your mind or something? You go to jail for doing something like that.
Well, step aside, my friend, I've been doing it for years. I say sit on down, open your eyes and open up your ears. Say put a tree in your butt, put a bubble bee in your butt, put a clock in your butt, put a big rock in your butt. Say put some fleas in your butt, say stop to sneeze in your butt. Say put a tin can in your butt, put a little tiny man in your butt. Say put a light in your butt, say make it bright in your butt. Say put a TV in your butt, say put me in your butt. You're about to say
man, I ain't put no trees in nobody's butt, no bees in nobody's butt, put nothing. You must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of... I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt. Be truthful.
Well, step aside, my friend, and let me show you how you do it. When Big Fat E just rock, do it. Put a case in your butt, and say, put a metal case in your butt, and say, put a face in your butt, and say, put a frown in your butt, and say, put a clown in your butt. Say sit on down in your butt. Say put a boat in your butt. Say put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop to sing about your butt. Feels real good when you sing about your butt.
Now wait a second now. Do y'all get paid for this, for doing this, putting the butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this, $100 bill? I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Step aside.
Put a telephone in your butt. Say, put some dust in your butt. Say, it's a must in your butt. Say, pizza crust in your butt. Say, put a telephone in your butt. Put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Put a radiator in your butt. Say, see ya later in your butt. Put an alligator in your butt. Say, put some money in your butt. Sure feel real funny in your butt. Now, say, squeeze it, please it, but don't tease it. Put it in your butt. Well, let me just say, put a hot cup of brim, fill it to the rim, and put it in your butt. To the beat, hot, two sugars, so sweet.
Actually survived 2013.
And you know what's weird about it? Charlie and Kat and I recorded in 2013. You're recording your part in 2014. So this whole episode's like a cross-time space rift, man.
Ooh, which would describe the logic behind what we're about to discuss. I'm back on the NSA leaks. We talked about this at length on the hour-long heart attack, but something we didn't get into is I discussed a little bit on the hour-long heart attack about how the leadership in our government sets the tone for how the corporations will behave. With the NSA pretty much telling every American and every other person on this planet, fuck you, we're going to spy on you and we're going to dig up your ass, we're going to dig down your dick, we are going to get right into your life, we are going to get into thought crime, we are going to record every thought we can possibly get into with this technology, we are going to spy on every text, every email, everything. We know that Facebook is recording every single thing you put in there. But the thing that most people don't know is when you decide not to post, they have a record of that too. Yeah, that's pretty scary. Now, with the idea that the NSA is saying, well, you know, you don't have free expression. You don't have privacy anymore. Google agrees with them completely. In fact, Google is doing psychological profiles on every single Gmail customer. That's right. Every single person with a Gmail account has Google making a psychological profile of you. And do you think for one fucking minute they're not handing that over to the NSA? Ha ha ha. Guess again, motherfuckers. This is pretty fucking disgusting. When recently we hear this noise that Google and Yahoo are trying to fight the government surveillance state. They're not. They're aiding and abetting them. They have been all along, and it's just a fucking smokescreen. Google is truly the evil empire. It really
they are,
is.
They are straight out collaborators.
I mean, how can you trust people that have already been busted for illegal data collection on everyone? They went around when they were making the Google Maps. And conspiracy theorists, this is a fact. They were caught in the act. They were running around in their vans while they were creating the Google Street Maps. And they had specific software that was designed to suck up passwords and all information they could get from unprotected wireless networks as they drove around through the streets. It was so bad and so illegal that the creator of this software took the Fifth Amendment when asked to testify, and this exact same material was banned from being enacted in Germany. The Germans were smarter than us. The asshole descendants of Nazi Germany have some more fucking freedom than we do. How about that? It's pretty fucking scary because the idea of fascism, most people think, oh, fascism's about Nazis. No. The definition of fascism is when corporations take over your government.
Fascism, when it comes to Nazis, Nazis are a symptom of fascism, not the cause of it.
I'm going to read this for an article for you guys. This is on alternet.org, and it's about how Google's using Gmail to build psychological profiles on hundreds of millions of people. And when they were busted in the U.S. and Europe, we learned that Google used its Street View cars to carry out covert espionage operations on a global scale. And what were they sucking up? They were sucking up emails, medical records, love notes, passwords, the whole works. How about this very simple thing? If you're a homosexual, if you are a gay man or woman, it's your right. It is your right to decide when you come out of your closet. It is your right to keep your sexual proclivities to yourself and to the people that you choose to interact with. But with Google and the NSA, they've taken away your right to have a private sexual life. If you express yourself digitally in any way, shape, or form, they have it. They have a profile on you. And they're using all this information to make psychological profiles. And they're going to use these psychological profiles to manipulate the American public. Now, we already know, simple fact, Google equipped its Street View cars with surveillance gear designed to intercept and vacuum up all wireless network communication data that they came across. Now, this includes they knowingly deployed Street View surveillance program around Wall Street. Then they had it analyzed and integrated the data that it had intercepted illegally. And they still have it. They pulled every crisis management trick in the book to confuse any investigators, to dodge questions, to avoid scrutiny. They are nasty. Their Street View scheme is wiretapping. Very illegal. And no one went to jail for this stuff. In fact, I think the U.S. government probably just bought up that information.
I was going to say, they probably ended up hiring them.
Mm-hmm. So, they launched Gmail in 2004. It's aimed at poaching email users from Microsoft and Yahoo. They got it. And all this information that you do, every email you send, if you are in business and you're using Gmail, they are building a profile because Google is buying up businesses. Google has been buying up, robotics companies by the billions. They've been buying up a lot of companies. So with these other companies, wouldn't they have an illegal advantage on other businesses with their ability to do these psychological profiles? You should be private. Your email should be fucking private. It should be private between you and whoever you emailed, not the NSA, not Google, not Yahoo, and not Microsoft. And here's the thing, Josh, if Google's doing this, why the fuck wouldn't Microsoft? Why the fuck wouldn't Yahoo? So if you're using Yahoo Mail, the owners of Yahoo are most likely, extrapolating from this, I would think that they too are also doing psychological profiles of all their customers. This is why I have private email. I have it through my web host. I'm hosted, for AmericanHorrors.com. And if you guys want to support what we're doing, go to the AmericanHorrors.com store and get some t-shirts. Go to the 1201beyond.com store, get some t-shirts. That's how you guys can help us out. But getting back to this, doesn't this scare the shit out of you, Josh?
I am Jack's lack of surprise.
You know what? For me, I don't need surprise. I'm outraged. I am alarmed. I am angry. Very, very angry. And every one of our listeners should be very fucking angry too. This is how the boot heel comes down on your fucking neck. What's next? We already know that law enforcement's all over fucking Facebook. We already know kids have been put in jail over posting a video with their rap lyrics. We already know that they're all over it and reading your emails. So what's to stop Google from turning around and sending all your information to law enforcement, guys? We do not know the law like they do. I was on the subway the other day here in Los Angeles. I went down for the new year. I took the local train and I found out if you are rowdy or a little too rowdy on the platform, you could get a ticket for $250 and you would be charged with 48 hours of community service for being rowdy. Or how about this one? If you chew gum on the platform, $250, 48 hours of community service. Or if you spit, it's getting kind of crazy out there. These things are all connected. They are all interacting with each other. So when the NSA is spying on you and Google's spying on you, and now we have this Affordable Health Care Act that enables the government to get inside your health care knowledge where they couldn't before, but that's going to be another episode of Heart Attack. Tune in next week when we come back, and I will barely let Josh speak at all. I'm Hart Fisher. You've been listening to Heart Attack.
Huh? Okay, now, everyone knows Charlie and I are pretty vehement atheists. I don't know where you stand on this, Kat. I think from our previous conversations, you lean on our side. If you don't, I hold nothing against you.
I very much lean towards atheism. I wouldn't say that I'm an atheist. Yeah, I literally have no shits to give about religion.
You've heard this erroneous statement bantied about a lot, that we're a Christian nation and that America was formed on Christian values, right?
Oh yeah, everybody's heard that.
Which is, by the way, completely and utterly false. Of the founders of the Constitution, all were atheists or agnostics except one, and they specifically made the First Amendment with the freedom of religion to also be the freedom from religion at the same time, because they saw theocratic horrors the likes of which you have never imagined over in England, which they were rebelling against. So totally a Christian country, right? Or a Christian founding, right?
Yeah. So it's
Christian values, by the way, which allowed people to walk into like an old general store and say, three Negroes, please.
Ah, the days, huh?
Those values.
Those are the Christian values we're talking about.
Well, religious fundamentalists are at it again with this whole Christian nation thing. Christian fundamentalist talk show host Brian Fisher, he said Satanism is not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution for the freedom of religion because of the whole gay weddings and whatnot that were being done. I'm quoting here. By the word religion in the First Amendment, the founders meant Christianity. They weren't providing any cover or shelter for the free exercise of Islam or even Judaism or even atheism. They weren't prohibiting that. They were just saying this is not what we're talking about here. The real object of the amendment was not to countenance, much less to advance monotheism, Judaism, infidelity by prostrating Christianity, but to exclude all rivalry among Christian sects. Before we move on, your responses to that quote. And again, I read it as it was said.
Kat? I think I just threw up in my mouth a little. Like, seriously, it's just so painful to listen to this guy. I mean, he clearly doesn't listen to himself. So it's, I'm so ashamed of being human because I'm the same species as this person.
Yeah, kinda. I mean, it's people like this that atheists love to point to and say, this is why I don't like religion. This is why I think religion is harmful. I think this must suck for people that are religious but are fucking reasonable about it. Like, there's always going to be people like Fisher out there saying shit like that, giving atheists so much fucking ammunition whenever we need to win an argument.
Christians are their own worst enemy. No, yeah. No doubt about it.
Christians are definitely the worst part of Christianity.
But then there is also the issue that, like I said, it goes back to this Christian nation thing, because you see it all the time that, well, Christianity is protected, but this religion isn't. This religion isn't. I mean, hell, Scientology is protected. I don't agree with it. Scientology, I don't think, isn't even a real religion. Whether you consider any religion real or not, they're about the fakest you can come. But the fact that this idiot, and by the way, this idiot has a lot of followers. So it's not just some random idiot. Fisher has a lot of followers. Maybe not a lot of power, but a lot of people that he preaches, for lack of a better term, to. That's scary that it starts to push the agenda. And yes, it's an agenda. He pushes the agenda that Christianity is all that matters. Everyone else is wrong. And so therefore, you should not be part of America because you're not protected by the American Constitution. That sickens me.
I don't even know why people do this anymore. I mean, this cannot be... There is no good motive to start saying shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, his intentions, I don't even know what they are. Like, it's just so much based in hate that there's no other way to see it.
How dare Satanism, our sworn enemy, is equal to us?
It's really, the word sickening was probably the best word we've used so far, because it's just somebody's way of dehumanizing other people to make themselves feel superior. It's just disgusting.
And, of course, as it tends to do on this show, it gets worse. Why wouldn't it, right? Well, you guys have heard of John Hagee, right?
No, who's that?
I don't believe I have.
John Hagee is the head of the Texas megachurch. He's one of those televangelists that has hundreds of thousands, if not maybe millions of viewers.
He's
very, very powerful. He's also really out of date, which you'll get which I'll explain in a minute. I'm just going to read his quote, and don't laugh right away because of the great, he's very stuck in the 80s quote here. He was talking to atheists and humanists about the Merry Christmas and Joy to the World, you know, the war on Christmas shit from Fox News. Quoting here, take your Walkman and stuff it into your ears or just leave the country. Unquote. First, Walkman.
Really?
Yeah, is this 1983? Oh, did he just say take your Walkman and stuff it into your ears?
Now, if you want to get technical about it, Sony does make a Walkman that is an MP3 player, but I seriously doubt this guy knows that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not the intention of when he said Walkman. I think he's still thinking about them damn kids!
Go back to your Pac-Man video games!
So there's that, which says something right there. But then there's just leave the country. And then, quoting again, it was built by Christian people who believed in the word of God. If our belief in God offends you, move. We don't want you and we won't miss you. What the fuck? So again, this is a Christian nation, and if you don't like it, fucking leave. Actually, as I pointed out before, it's technically an atheist nation. It just is there. It's inclusive of Christianity. So what is wrong with these people?
This is pre-Holocaust shit, man. Like, this is the kind of stuff that could be said from a balcony in a full-bodied khaki suit.
Well, see, Peggy is the CEO of Global Evangelism Television, and he, again quoting again, "Atheists watching this telecast, this country was not built for atheists nor by atheists." Oh. Exactly. Except actually it was. Like I said, all but one of the framers of the Constitution were an atheist or an agnostic, so clearly they built it on Christian values, right? Peggy is the man that in 2006 said Hurricane Katrina killed all those people as an act of God to punish the gay pride parade that was scheduled in New Orleans.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
Uh-huh.
Can't fathom science, so he just blames it all on the gays.
Oh, do you want me to quote him again?
Oh, please, please. I haven't laughed enough this evening.
Quoting, "I believe that the Bible teaches that when you violate the law of God, that God brings punishment, and sometimes before the day of judgment. And I believe that the Hurricane Katrina, the Hurricane Katrina, whatever. And I believe that the Hurricane Katrina was in fact the judgment of God against the city of New Orleans." I added the New Orleans part. He actually said New Orleans.
New Orleans.
"Get out of this country if you don't like it. Do you see why I keep, and I'm going to use this term specifically, proselytizing that there is a civil war coming in this country between the right and the left? It's because of people like Hagee and Fisher."
I don't know that I could ever see a civil war. Just because the ideas presented here are so outdated, and the majority of the people who buy this shit are so outdated, they couldn't win a war. Because they're all old fucking fogies.
Well, they'd be listening to their Walkman.
Well, yeah.
I think we all need to just step away from our Walkman and our wax cylinders and our Nickelodeon film strips.
Did you hear that they're now letting the blacks on TV?
What?
What? I know.
First
shocking,
they let
right?
them play baseball, and now they're on TV.
God, I mean, you knew this was coming, right? What does this say about revisionist history? That there are so many people that will not do the research, that just accept the fact of this whole, this was a Christian country formed on Christian values for Christians. What does that say about revisionist history, and why does this kind of revisionist history get such traction, frankly?
Because it's easy to accept. It's easy to imagine, because it's sort of the idea that schools have put in our heads over the years, and it's so much easier than the truth for a lot of people.
I think there's another side of that that comes down to just intellectual sloth. I know they like that word because it's one of the seven deadly sins, but intellectual sloth, people that just get to a certain point where they just want to be told what to think. And people that claim to know the truth and claim to have all the answers are the people they get listened to by people that have just given up on thinking.
But Charlie, isn't that kind of the definition of propaganda?
It's the very definition of propaganda.
So you guys think I'm kind of a doom crier, seeing that there is another religious war coming, that with the divide that the right is trying to put in the American people, that it's like Bush. You're either with us or you're against us. Do you think I'm just a doom crier? That you don't see a civil war coming over religion again?
At a certain point, a doom crier is just an observer. I mean, if shit's happening, it's happening. And I think it's very possible for another civil war to happen. I know this is not all religious people, but there's just too many of the shitty ones to work around. I mean, it's just so much hate and anger and fucking fire and brimstone. I don't understand it. I don't understand how someone could be that angry at people they've never met. It just makes no sense to me.
I don't think we're going to see another civil war. And if we do, I don't think it will be over religion. And I think this because the next generation, compared to previous generations, are far more open-minded and more willing to compromise. Now, I know we always put down the next generation saying, oh my God, they're so dumb, they're so vain, they're so shallow.
That's because Kirk was better than Picard, face it.
fuck you, I love Janeway.
Seriously?
Women's lib!
Cisco.
But I think it may take maybe another 30 years, but I think we're going to see a generation of kids grow up and move into politics and move into positions of leadership, and they are going to be more reasonable, and they are going to overcome all of these problems that we still see today. I would like to think, anyway, that may sound overly optimistic of me, but I do have hope in the future that the future leaders will not be so ingrained in racism and homophobia and, you know, so absorbed in their own religions that they can't get past those in order to compromise.
I see what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree with it, but of all the outcomes, I'd prefer yours happens over mine. I just am not sure that that's what's going to happen.
I also am firmly affixed in the idea that the next world war is going to break out over water. So I really don't see how, like, religion is just so small scale compared to the ecological wars that will come in the future.
So now we're into Tank Girl.
I think it's all going to happen, like, all at once. I think America's undoing will just be so much tension over so all these different issues. I think we are just headed straight for mass hysteria.
Dogs and cats living together.
That's right. America is the New York of Ghostbusters 2. Like, people have never been more just negative and shitty all the time as they are now.
So where can we find the cat?
You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/labyrinthcat. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdistcat. And you can find me on one of my other podcasts, Nerd to the Third Power, on thatguywiththeglasses.com under the podcast tab.
Where can people find the Fister McMullen?
You can find me on Facebook, Charlie McMullen, Twitter, at Charlie McMullen, geekjuicemedia.com on Live Nude Geeks Monday nights. And this spring, I think is a safe estimation, my first album, Zen as Fuck, will be available for purchase.
I'm at the same geekjuicemedia.com, and if the son of a bitch did it right, I'll be on that album as well. And
yes.
You can also find me at 1201beyond.com and contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Try not to be a douchebag to people, guys. And you know what? If you're going to do butt play or penis play, try to be a little more careful.
Yahtzee!
I don't play chess, I'm just not used to second best. I don't watch Wheel of Fortune or Meet the Press, I'm not the kind who gets depressed. Just give me action, your love is the attraction. It's pure satisfaction. Some fun before I get old. I don't mind causing accidents, I'm on a roll. Who cares if I'm on parole? Just give me action, your love keeps me in traction. It's pure satisfaction. Call in John Wayne. Your love is driving me insane. Let's storm a foreign missile base, start World War III. Knock off the Ayatollah for me. Just give me action. Your love is the attraction. It's pure satisfaction. Come on and give me a little action, will you, hon? Mm-hmm.
What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.